When Alice was arrested in August, it was revealed that the state had failed to collect his DNA and that of thousands of other felons who should have been in the state database. The discovery of the snafu prompted the creation of a committee made up of Department of Justice and Department of Corrections officials tasked with collecting those missing DNA samples. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says about half of the missing samples are now accounted for.
We have worked very cooperatively with them to try to get them as accurate a list as we can provide so that they know who to go after. And they're never going to get them all, but I think they've made great progress in a short time. The last I've seen, we've had an increase in sample submissions, offender sample submissions, of about 5,500 since we brought this issue to light.
Most of the collections are being done by county sheriffs. Earlier this month, the Milwaukee Sheriff's Department reported they were still searching for more than 500 felons who never submitted samples after their convictions. Van Hollen says the other side of the coin is dealing with requests from attorneys to process DNA samples for ongoing trials. That process is limited by the number of DNA analysts in the state crime lab.
That's a big battle to maintain when we keep getting more and more submissions all the time and have the same resources or even fewer.
Van Hollen says finding a way to staff the crime lab with enough DNA analysts is one of his top priorities in the coming year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.